second half of the Northwestern game to start the game. We got off the field, I think, two or three times in a row on third down to start the game. So we kind of broke it. But I don't really want to go back talking about last week, I guess. But it's still the key factor is getting off the field on third down. And all we can do is look to improve during the week and execute in those key situations.
Tyler, what about what is the key to the secondary's play to stop Ohio, or at least contain?
They present a lot of challenges across the board. Very experienced group of receivers and very explosive. We're just going to have to play the defense that's called and run around and cover the receivers. That's basically it.
Yeah. They had a lot of practice on Saturday.
Yeah, we did. We look forward to this Saturday as well.
Ohio State's a team that doesn't lose very often, and you're someone who is a fan and watches the games a lot. What sticks out to you? What leads to success against a team like Ohio State?
Well, what were you saying?
What leads to a success? Because not a lot of teams beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
But they'll have some weird ones in the sense that maybe Purdue wasn't the strongest team in the world, but they beat them.
Yeah.
I mean, what leads? What does it take? What's item number one to beating a team like this?
Just come out and execute. Offense, defense, and special teams, just play the best football that you can. Whoever makes the least amount of mistakes usually will win, and getting off the field on third down is critical on offense. As far as us playing defense, and then when the offense is on the field, to stay on the field on third down.
Are they a team that kind of makes you play at a certain level, at a high level?
Yeah.
Not that you wouldn't anyway, but I mean, yeah, this is a team that demands it.
Ohio State, they get the cream of the crop, recruits every year, year in and year out. They're done recruiting a year before the before everybody else is in that class. So they got a lot of guys, a lot of experienced guys, a freak athlete in Terrell Pryor that makes a lot of plays. He can throw the ball downfield, or he can run over you. So we're going to have our work cut out for us.
What do you guys have to do on third down? What's not happening, what's happening when you're successful?
We've been successful on third down. To start the second half of Northwestern, I think we got off the field three third downs in a row. So we've been there. It's just something that we got to execute at a higher level.
Is there a hurry-up a factor?
I don't really want to talk about last week. I'm here to talk about Ohio State.
Do you get a sense at all that fans are disappointed in you guys?
That's the outside. We know as a team what's still on the line. People are, I think they're trying to mark our season as over just because of a couple things that have happened. But we still have a lot to go out and play for and prove.
Do you feel any of that on the outside? Do you sense it, like, on campus? Or, you probably stay away from reading whatever we write.
No, you hear stuff, people can say whatever they want. All that matters is the guys on our team, the coaching staff. We try to keep everything we can in-house, just as far as what we're doing. And that's basically it.
Is the coaching staff kind of with that even keel, win or lose, does it help you guys in these situations like this?
I have all the faith in our coaching staff. They've been in every, feels like they've probably been in every situation, close games, blowout games, played against excellent players or excellent teams. So it just the experience factor is going to help us out, and their knowledge of the game and just their game plan for us will help us out.
Coach said Brett probably has said five words since he's been here. That's probably not your experience either. What don't they know about Brett?
He likes to pull a lot of jokes. Everybody thinks he's always a serious guy all the time. Once you get to know him, he's pretty loose. We like to joke around, but we know when we need to take care of business and things like that.
I'm talking about Ohio State. I know last year they had a lot of success being able to run the ball on you. What stands out to you about the two running backs they have in Heron and Sain?
Two very, very good running backs. They can beat you with their speed or their power. They're a little bit of power and speed back. So that's a dangerous combination. they just they give their credit to their offensive line. They got a great offensive line as well, and then their receivers out wide are they're good guys. So you gotta account for everybody.
What kind of goes through your mind when you're going up against a quarterback that has the playmaking ability that Terrell Pryor has?
It's exciting. It's more of a challenge than a guy that you know that's just gonna sit back there and just throw the ball around, because this guy can throw the ball around and he can scramble and pick up extra yards.
And I don't want to say that he's like Dan Person, but do you feel that having gone up against Person Northwestern last week maybe helps you as far as like knowing what to expect as far as being able to go up against a quarterback as mobile as Pryor?
Just knowing that the rollout factor and the scrambling factor is always there. Yes.